another series sweep for the Wenatchee Apple Sox as they defeat the Kelowna Falcons 14-7 on Wednesday night at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. I'm Joe Norman, and in another exciting start to a game for the Apple Sox, it was a busy first inning in which the Kelowna Falcons and the Apple Sox both scored two times to get this one off and running immediately. Wenatchee entered this game having scored in the first inning and four of the previous five games. They made it 5 of 6 after surrendering a two spot in the top of the inning. They answered in the bottom half. Roberto Gonzalez, Max Hartman, and Aiden Doherty all recorded consecutive singles to open up the frame. James Castagnola grounded out toward third, and then Cannon Peary singled to drive in the tying run. Luna's 1-2 pitch. Hit over toward the left side, kept on the infield by the shortstop, Castellon, and he makes a great throw to first, but it is not in time as it draws the first baseman Pena off of the bag. It'll be an infield single for Peary, and coming home to score, Max Hartman ties this game up. In the second inning, Kelowna would briefly take the lead again. A leadoff single by Caden Mitchell, and then he was doubled in by Nate Castellon to make it a 3-2 game. Garrett Ahern would retire the next three hitters in order, including the second man, Aiden Cooney, with a strikeout, his first of the night. Ahern has the sign from Luca Boscarino. Looks in, delivers. Swing and a miss for strike three. Ahern's first punch out is the second out of the second inning. Ahern had a little bit of trouble early on. He would recover, though, later on. But first, the Apple Sox would take the lead. In the bottom of the second inning, a one-out walk to Hunter Freeburg, and then a double by Elijah Pelayo put runners at second and third. Roberto Gonzalez hit a sacrifice fly to left to tie the game up and make it a 3-3 score. Gonzalez, the 1-0 is popped out toward left field. Jones was playing in on the shift, stumbles, does make the catch from his knees. He'll fire it over toward third, but Freeburg is in to score on the sacrifice fly. Max Hartman would step to the plate one batter later, and he launched his first home run of the season. Max Hartman attacks the first pitch he sees, sends this ball out to right field, and it's gone! Get out of town, Max Hartman! A two-run homer to put Wenatchee in the lead. It's a three-run bottom of the second inning on Mad Max's first long ball of the summer. What a big moment for Hartman there as he heads back to the dugout and celebrates with his teammates. If you're watching on our live stream, you could certainly see that celebration he had crossing third with Mitch Darlington. This is a guy who's been hitting the ball hard since his first game of the summer on May 31st, continuing that here tonight with a two-run homer. A two-run shot from Hartman made it a 5-3 lead for the Apple Sox, and they would never trail or be tied from that point on. They added another run in the bottom of the third inning on an RBI single by Luca Boscarino, the third of three consecutive hits after a single by Peary and a double by Benavidez. 1-1 the count to Boscarino. 0-1 with the ground out last inning. And the pitch. Swung on and floated into center field. It will drop down for a base hit. Peary comes in to score. It's 6-3 Sox. Cade Benavidez advances to third base on the play. It's an RBI single for Luca Boscarino, his 13th ribby of the summer. Single from Boscarino then made it a 6-3 Apple Sox lead. Kelowna scratched across a run in the fourth inning. Ahern added two more strikeouts after also having one in the third. He would finish the game with four punchouts in five innings to earn his first victory of the summer. Nobody down, no one aboard, one run across. And the 3-2 is on the outside edge for strike three. Mitchell thought for sure that that was ball four. He is rung up on the 90-mile-per-hour offering from Garrett Ahern. Third strikeout of the game for the Apple Sox right-hander. Ahern looking for back-to-back strikeouts. The 0-2 swing and a foul tip into the glove of Boscarino. He was able to secure it. It was a tough one to hang on to, but he does. And that's the fourth strikeout of the night for Garrett Ahern. After he gave up a run on a solo shot in the fourth inning, the Apple Sox responded with three runs of their own in the bottom of the fourth. Elijah Pelayo led off with a single, followed by another single from Roberto Gonzalez. Max Hartman hit a sacrifice fly. James Castagnola, two batters later, had an RBI single. And that would add to the Apple Sox lead before Cannon Peary hit a sacrifice fly. Castagnola, the RBI single, his second RBI of the game and third in the last 2 days. 7-4 Sox. They bat in the bottom of the fourth. Doherty takes off. It's a hit and run, and it's executed perfectly. A base hit into right field. Easily into score. Gonzalez. Doherty keeps running, and he ends up at third. It's 8-4 Wenatchee in the fourth inning. So the Apple Sox weren't contentious sitting back there. They added three more runs in the fifth inning. Hunter Freeburg hit by a pitch. Elijah Pelayo again singled. Gonzalez grounded out to short before Aiden Doherty hit a sacrifice fly to right field. In the sixth inning, it looked like Wenatchee might get held off of the scoreboard for the first time in the game. Two pop outs around a hit by pitch had the Sox batting with 2 outs and just one man aboard. Hunter Freeburg picked up a single. Elijah Pelayo followed with his fourth and final hit of the night, an RBI single to score Cade Benavidez. 2-2 pitch, roped into center field. It's the fourth hit of the night for Pelayo. Benavidez waved around from third. He will score. Elijah Pelayo is 4-for-4 as he drives in the Apple Sox 12th run of the game. 12-4 Sox with two men down in the sixth. Wenatchee wasn't finished. Pelayo's was the second of four consecutive two-out RBI singles as Roberto Gonzalez and Max Hartman also delivered for the Apple Sox. Fifth plate appearance of the night for Roberto Gonzalez in his third consecutive inning coming up to the dish. 2-for-3, two singles and two runs driven in, along with two runs scored. 2-0, roped to right field. He's driven in a third run. It's a base hit to bring home Friedberg. Pelayo turns on the jets and heads over toward third. It's 13-4 Sox here in the sixth inning. Castro fires. Swung on, hit back up the middle, and it will get toward center field for an infield single. A shortstop Castellon eventually got to the ball on the grass. That was going to be a tough play. He threw it at first, but much too late, as Hartman records his third hit of the night and fourth RBI to drive home Pelayo. A three-run bottom of the sixth would be the final time that the Apple Sox would score on Wednesday night. It was all that they would need, though, as the Falcons would get two in the seventh and one in the ninth, but Wenatchee earned the series sweep with a 14-7 triumph. Your favorite night of the summer is coming up soon. Join the Apple Sox at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium for Fireworks Night on July 3rd against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Cheer on the Sox for this playoff rematch July 2nd through 4th, and then stick around after the middle game to watch the fireworks light up the sky. Lock in your tickets now for the best night of summer at applesox.com/schedule. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. It's a 14-7 win for the Wenatchee Apple Sox as they sweep away the Kelowna Falcons. I'm Joel Norman, and we're joined by Cade Benavidez after this one. Cade, two more hits for you here tonight to wrap up your summer. No more RBI than this one. You do end the evening as the still the leader of the West Coast League and runs driven in. But the end of the summer for you here, looking at your time here this month of June, how much fun did you have here, and just how useful was this time with the Apple Sox to your career?
I had a great time. I mean, the team was great. Even with, like, new guys coming in, coming out, I got to know everybody pretty well. And, I mean, I had a really good time just bonding with them and, I mean, winning.
Yeah, a lot of wins for you guys here. Another one tonight to remain in first place, picking up win number 17 on the season. Winning 17 of 24 games is extremely difficult. Tell me what you have noticed with this group as a whole, with your ability to find ways to stack Ws.
That's what I was going to say, find a way to win. I mean, just situational hitting. I mean, just finding a way somehow, either getting hit, walking. I mean, I think first game of this series, we had one hit in the first inning and had like six runs or something. Like, it was crazy.
And it's been so strange. No team ever really wants to go through adversity, but you guys got that this past weekend. How much do you think that has been beneficial with reigniting the fire of this group?
I think, it was good, like a little bit of humble pie. I mean, we were rolling, and then, I mean, we got kind of punched in the mouth a little bit, but I think it was good to get it early on going into the second half of this season.
What were you guys seeing at the plate to have so much success? A season-high 19 hits tonight.
I feel like everyone was just swinging at strikes. I mean, they were throwing strikes, and, I mean, we were hitting them. And then we were taking our walks and situational hitting yet again.
What are the plans for you for the rest of the summer now? You've got July and then August, and then you start up school again for your senior year. What are you trying to do now that you get a break from baseball?
I'm going to probably take like a week or so off from baseball, just get in the swimming pool, work out, try to work on the body. I mean, My dad's been really on me about getting in the pool. Just, I mean, I grew up swimming, and he thinks it's really good for my arm, so I'll be doing that for now.
Plenty of that. Well, Cade, thank you for the time here. A lot of fun watching you this summer. Good luck in your senior year.
Thank you.
That's Cade Benavidez heading off to his senior year at New Mexico State. We'll be joined by Elijah Pelayo in just a moment as the Apple Sox defeat the Kelowna Falcons 14-7 here to pick up their third sweep of the season. Joined by Elijah Pelayo, Apple Sox shortstop in this one. He had four hits here tonight and drove in one run, scoring four times. Almost got a chance of that fifth one. I thought for a chance, Elijah, that one might work out for you. But a great night at the plate. What's been a great stretch for you as of late? A seven-game hitting streak. What's been clicking over the last week?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. I have no clue what's going on. Me and Xander have been in the cage constantly working, and I don't know. Today, it just clicked. It did.
What's been the big thing you maybe seen notice what you guys were working on, trying to change? What were things he noticed that you could adjust and you have been adjusting?
Letting the ball travel a lot. A lot of times I've been getting out in front and rolling over, so just seeing the ball deeper and letting it travel.
It's been working out pretty well. You had that double. Now, how about that one ball that you hit over toward third that got caught in the third baseman's jersey? You ever seen something like that?
I haven't. I ran through first, and I asked Xander what the heck happened, and he was like, it got stuck in his jersey. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It was bizarre. We were debating what the scoring even is because it hits the glove, goes in the jersey, and I said, how can we give a guy an error when he didn't have a chance to make a play? So it worked out for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll take the hit any day, yeah.
Four hits tonight, a couple of nice plays for you again defensively. We've talked about your glove before, but you've really maneuvered this field really well so far this summer. What's been the biggest key for you to reading ground balls that bounce to you, even if it takes a different bounce than you initially expected?
I think it starts in pregame, a lot of batting practice, getting live reads off the bat and just, you know, reading the hops and just attacking the baseball, really.
Finding ways to do that. You've done that, and then you've been attacking the ball at the plate as well. You guys as a unit have been really feeling it at the plate. 19 hits tonight, a new single game high this summer. What did you guys see over these last 3 days? It felt like you were just kind of taking batting practice all nine innings.
I mean, these guys rake. These guys can hit. I'm just in the nine hole trying to do a job, you know. But being behind these guys and just being able to hit guys in when they're on, it's just awesome, you know.
Three games left in the first half. Three games left in your summer as well. How much would that mean for you if you could wrap it up by winning the North Division first half title this weekend?
It'd be amazing. You know, just getting out of here and giving these guys the W would be awesome. You know, these are a great group of guys.
And what's the biggest thing you guys have to do? You've seen Bellingham before. You know they're going to be a tough customer.
Just stay within us, you know. Take care of our baseball. Just keep doing what we're doing.
Looking forward to that. Elijah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Elijah Pelayo after the Apple Sox 14-7 victory. Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple capital of the world from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. I'm Joel Norman, joined by the newest member of the Apple Sox, Evan Cloyd. Evan, you got right into town. Another season in the West Coast League. The last couple of years for you were with the Portland Pickles. Tell us a little bit about that experience, two playoff teams you were a part of.
Yeah, very fun. I loved every second of it. I loved the coaches there, loved the teammates. I mean, it was definitely different there. They keep it weird, so I don't know. It was very fun the last 2 years.
Tell me about what those playoff games were like. Some, you know, good runs for you guys, and it had to be a fun experience for you getting in that kind of action.
Yeah, the last two times, we lost to Ridgefield. Crazy environment there. Good people over there. The second year we played Corvallis, lost to them. But that place is unbelievable when it's playoff time, and you know they get their fans there. You know they play Oregon State, so they pack that place out.
Tell me what it was like for you coming to the Apple Sox. I heard that Cam Hoyland was a big part of bringing you to this team.
Yeah, you know I was supposed to go to Portland again, but they ended up being full with Cal Poly players. So you know I asked around to see who has an open spot for first baseman. You know, texted Cam and got a hold of Coach Mitch, and you know I came up here as soon as I possibly could.
A little different situation here, playing with the Apple Sox, and you're in a spot where you jump into a team right at the end of the first half, trying to win the first half. How fun is this for you with having played in the postseason in this league before jumping into another playoff race?
Yeah, I mean, playing the WCL last 2 years, it's very important to win the first half because not that the second half doesn't matter, but you already got that playoff spot secured, so it's very important if you have the opportunity to win the first half to go ahead and close it. So I love, you know, to be a part of the team that has the opportunity to do that.
And when you were with Portland, if I'm not mistaken, I think 1 year was a wild card berth, and then 1 year was second half champs, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Yeah. First year, we snuck in. Second year, we kind of, took control of that second half and got there pretty solid. So, yeah, it's definitely different because that first year, we were kind of playing for a playoff spot from halfway through the season. Like, every game mattered. The second part, we kind of dominated a little bit, and we knew that we were going to get in. So, it's definitely different. You know, how you approach games as a coaching staff and as a team whenever something's on the line.
What have you learned about that everyday grind of this league? It's that thing a lot of you guys are hoping to get into at the professional level, but it certainly is an adjustment at first, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge adjustment. The biggest thing that you should do is just lift and, you know, keep your body in shape, you know, limit swings, limit throws, and just try to – it's a marathon, not a race, so just be healthy every day. That's the biggest thing.
We mentioned you know Cam, obviously, from Cal Poly. Are there any other guys on this team you've known, or is it a whole bunch of new faces for you?
Yeah, other than Cam, a whole bunch of new faces. So it's pretty cool getting to meet new guys, new areas, and new backgrounds. So it's I love coming to summer ball and just, you know, getting networked with a lot of different baseball players.
Heading into your junior year this fall, you've gotten a fair amount of experience with Cal Poly. You've gotten a lot of experience in the West Coast League. What are some things you're trying to work on this summer?
Right now, I'm just, you know, trying to work on my defense and because I know I'm a good hitter, so I'm just trying to get that defense to back it up. DHing the last 2 years at Cal Poly, and I want to show that, you know, I could play some solid defense.
What do you like to try to do as a first baseman to try and improve? Because that's a position where I think people underestimate how much work really goes into that spot.
It's just, you know, keeping the ball in front, learning, you know, the art of just, you know, getting around balls and making different throws at different arm slots, because it is a different position than most of the infield. But it's not the hardest thing in the world. It's just, you know, make the simple play and, you know, catch balls and dig them up in the dirt. So it's just learning how to pick, you know, field balls in front of you to your right, to your left. So, yeah.
Not quite jumping into the lineup here tonight, but probably knowing you might have to be ready to go just in case your name is called upon. What's that like as a reserve player on a day you're not in the lineup? What do you do to stay loose and ready for, hey, maybe I might have to pinch hit in the later innings?
For me, you know, I sat the bench quite a lot at Cal Poly, especially freshman year. The thing I do is I pick a guy in the lineup that is my similar build, so I would know, or right-handed similar build, so I know how they're pitching to me. And I kind of pay attention to that bat and just kind of picture myself in the box. So whenever I'm going in seventh, eighth, ninth inning for my first at bat, you know, I've already had three at bats before that with the guy that is similar to me and just watching how they pitch him.
Awesome. Well, Evan, we're looking forward to seeing you in action here. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. Another sweep in the books for the Apple Sox as they defeat the Kelowna Falcons 14-7. I'm Joel Norman, and it's time to wrap things up as we run through the numbers from tonight's game. Kelowna, who falls to 7-14 with the loss, scores 7 runs on 8 hits, does not commit any errors, but strands 8 men on the base paths. Wenatchee, which improves to 17-7 on the campaign, scores 14 runs on 19 hits, commits 1 error, and leaves 10 men on the bases. The win goes to Garrett Ahern, his first of the summer. He improves to 1-0 after 5 innings of work, did allow 4 runs, 3 of which came in the first 2 innings. He was able to really settle down, though, once the Apple Sox took the lead. 4 runs all earned on 6 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts in 5 innings. Ahern would toss a total of 81 pitches in this game, a season high for him to this point. The loss, meanwhile, goes to J.J. Luna, a guy who falls to 1-2 on the campaign. He had not allowed any earned runs in his first 5 games of the season. He gave up 6 and 2 and a third on 9 hits, 1 walk, and did not strike out anyone. Time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes, and the paid attendance, 893, as the Apple Sox wrap up their 6-game homestand with a 4-2 record on it. Well, it's an off day for the Apple Sox on Thursday before they get on the road on Friday to take on the Bellingham Bells, 6:35 p.m. on Friday in the weekend opener and first of three in the final stretch of games in the first half. Wenatchee enters the Thursday because they're going to be the only, they and Kelowna will be the only couple of teams, along with just a few others, who will not be playing in divisional play or at all. But Wenatchee enters Thursday a game and a half ahead of Edmonton. They will be at worst a game ahead of the Riverhawks entering the weekend. They could stretch that lead over Edmonton to two games if the Bellingham Bells defeat the Riverhawks again on Thursday night. You'll recall on Wednesday night, Bellingham bounced back after losing on Tuesday, defeated Edmonton Wednesday 8-4. So in a lot of ways, Wenatchee controls its own destiny entering the weekend as they try to earn the North Division first half playoff berth.